כי נוי מה דנוי לא חייני עלייני מעשה ידני קונני עלייני מעשה ידני קונני. Shalom, we are on Parshas Bamidbar, and today I want to do something different. I want to read from my sefer, my book, called The Hidden Valley, Kabbalistic Writings, which just got published, a shiur here about Parshas Bamidbar, and explain things as they become necessary. I thought this would be an interesting way of presenting the style of this latest book and address Parshas Bamidbar. So, without further ado, let's move forth. And it is written, Kasha tziva Hashem et Moshe va'if kedem b'midbar Sinai. As Hashem commanded Moshe, so he counted them in the wilderness of Sinai. That's Bamidbar 1:19. Parshas Bamidbar. See, this verse's gematria is 2012. That is 4 times 503. This being the numerical value of Hamachanet, the encampment. And the Parsha brings, starting on Bamidbar 2:3, how each one of the Shvatim, the tribes, was positioned in the desert. There were 4 encampments situated in different positions, and each Machaneh encampment consisted of 3 tribes. Now, the gematria of Vayif Kedem Bemidbar Sinai is 618, that being the same numerical value as Berito, your pact. And as it is explained, when he came to cause his divine presence to rest among them, he counted them. That's the Rashi on Bamidbar, first chapter, first verse. He did so in order to bless them. Furthermore, the Holy Zohar comments, we do not find another counting among Israel by which they receive blessings from it as in this count, because this counting was purposely meant for a blessing. This is the Zohar in Bamidbar 117, Amud Bet. He counted the people to bring them the strength of the Shekhinah to direct and to interact with them. For the Shekhinah vitalizes the people as she is the source of the blessings. The pact further strengthened the people, much like a ship that is docked at the pier, but that is always subject to the strong and constant movements of the waves that could carry it away. So, in order to firmly secure and protect the ship, it is necessary to wind it many times the ropes that connect the ship's anchor to the pier's post. Truly, the count united the Shekhinah with the Bnei Israel, above and below, as this was a pact through which new brachot came down to them through the divine conduit of their original pact at Matan Torah, when the Jews receive the Torah. See, the ribua perati, which is the individual squaring of the ordinal gematria of Berito, is bet, which is 2 square, that's 4, reish, which normally, if it wasn't ordinal, would be 200, but the ordinal gematria of reish is 20, so 20 square is 400, plus yud, which is 10 square, that's 100, plus Tav, which is in ordinal gematria, 22. Now square is 484. And finally, plus Vav, which is 6 square, that's 36. And the sum of all of those terms, we have 1,024. This being the same gematria of Betorah Tov, your Torah. So just to make it clear, to understand better this gematria operation, I want just to summarize it. We take each letter of a word, in this case was Berito, and it's examining its ordinal gematria, and then squared. The ribua perati is the summing of the squares of each letter that make up the word. That's the idea. It's a very important operation, one that you see many times used, for example, by the Arizal. So, continuing now, the number 1024 alludes to the wholeness of the two Torot, the written and the oral. More so, 2 at the 10th power is also 1024, where the power of 10 indicates the perfection of each one of them. Please note that in Kabbalah, squaring signifies maturation and development, while a power of 10 is divine perfection. So these operations they use and all those details are extremely significant in the revelation of inner meanings in the hidden code of the Torah. And the Gematria Atbash plus the Kolel of Bet Torah Tov is 506, this being the same numerical value as Harosh, the head. Through the counting of the people, now to explain all those numbers, Hashem distinguishes the Bnei Israel from the nations because they were dear to him. This is Rashi, again on Bamidbar 1, verse 1. And as it is known, Israel is a tziruf, an anagram of Li Rosh, a head for me. Yeah, this is the Arizal, Shara Pesukim. So all those things interconnected, interwoven here, bringing strength and Kedusha to the revelations here. Now, the Gematria 618 for Vayefkedem Bemidbar Sinai, with 3 for the Kolel of each word, is 621, that being equal to 3 times 207, where this is the Gematria of the word Or, light, that is a cognate of the word Yar, the month when the count took place. Moreover, about 3 times 207, which is the Gematria for Or, this signifies 3 complete types of light. In Kabbalah, this is light in Zeranpin. And 3 times the numerical value of the word for light is the numerical value of the word Keter, which is crown, 620, plus the Kolel. The count brought the illumination of the Shechina to help the people establish the encampments in the appropriate places below, as they are so established in the holy divisions above. This was meant to perfect the completeness of the worlds, like a crowning, which alludes to Keter, as we spoke. Also, regarding the time of the count, it was so in the first day of the second month in the second year, as per Bamidbar chapter 1, verse 1. This month, which is Iyar, is also called Ziv, which is brightness, alluding to the illuminated month when all is one, and from which emanates and irradiates the brilliance to the world. This is Zohar 117 Amud Bet in Parshas Bamidbar. And the verse, Boruch Hashem Leolam Amen V'Amen, Blessed be the Lord forevermore, Amen and Amen, which is Tehillim 89 verse 53, also has Gematria 618. As we saw, that's the Gematria for Vayefkedem Bemidbar Sinai, meaning that he counted them in the wilderness of Sinai, which implies the bright light of Chochmah, hinted in Leolam, evermore, which has ordinal Gematria 59, the same numerical value of Hamoach, the brain, the mentality. This is an important concept in Kabbalah. This was the mature mentality, Chochmah, and I'm bringing here in my book from the Rashash, from the Sidur Rechovot Hanachar. So This was a mature mentality of Zav, Zeranpim, that they received there at that specific time, when the brilliance of Yar, which is Gevurah and Chochmah, in the side of Gevurah, are in harmony. The right side, which is Nisan, and the left side, which is Yar, a time when all is one. We then see why counting them is referred to as lifting up their heads, because it alludes to the people's ascent in order to shine. The text continues with many other important revelations, developments, but for now, this is, as I said in the beginning, to have a taste of the Sefer and speak a little bit about Parshas Bamidbar, and hopefully in another opportunity, we shall continue exploring this wonderful paths of Torah, the mystical paths, the hidden code in Torah. Baruch Adonai Leolam, Amen ve'Amen. Thank you and Shalom.